It's not unusual in the start of the season for the bulk of the gillnet fleet to focus on the northern end of Southeast, chasing hatchery chums returning to the Juneau area and Lynn Canal. That normally leaves fishing effort low in districts 6 and 8 near Wrangell and Petersburg.
That was particularly exacerbated this year by our low abundance of sockeye in the District 6 and District 8 area. There wasn't enough to keep boats around, so we lost even more than usual.
Troy Tinas is area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Petersburg. District 8 around the Stikine River was seeing only a couple dozen boats fishing in the early part of July, but that increased toward the end of the month. And the effort in District 6 near the northern end of Prince of Wales Island is a little bit higher. It topped 40 gillnetters by the middle of the month and neared 70 boats by late July. Openings for the areas in central southeast were delayed this year because of a small forecast for sockeye, along with concerns over returns of king salmon to the Stikine River. District 6 didn't open until June 17th, a week later than it could have opened, and District 8 was delayed until July 1st, 3 weeks later than it could have opened. Tinas says catches have been lower than expected.
Sockeye catches in both districts have been relatively low all season long, partly due to we've had extremely low effort in both areas, but it's also because sockeye abundance is down. Our first in-season estimates to keen sockeye came in much lower than the preseason forecast. So right now, and continue to be low.
The preseason forecast for the Stikine was 185,000 sockeye. Now it's looking like the run will come in more like 100,000 to 125,000 fish, well below the recent 10-year average. Those red salmon make up the bulk of the sockeye caught in District 8, while in District 6 there are other sockeye stocks mixed in. But Tinas explains they're all underperforming.
Overall, it's looking like we're having pretty poor sockeye run to whether it be the Stikine or our local island systems.
Besides delayed openings, Fish and Game also restricted fishing area and even had maximum mesh size to reduce catches of Stikine River kings. That run is experiencing historically low returns, and it's not expected to meet its goal for fish returning to spawn. But by late July, the mesh restriction had been lifted as the bulk of Stikine River kings that were going to return had already made it back to the river. Gillnetters were able to catch some hatchery kings on their way back to a release site in Anita Bay near Wrangell in early July. And the fleet has also started to see an increase in pink salmon catches in District 6.
Hopefully that's a good sign, and we'll see where those pink salmon are heading. But those catches have picked up, and it looks like gillnetters are, you know, due to the higher price of pink salmon this year, are actually targeting pink salmon a little bit more than what they have in the past.
In Southeast, some processors are paying $1.90 a pound for gillnet caught sockeye, 90 cents a pound for chum, and 40 cents a pound for pinks. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.